All right, so we're diving deep today into something that sounds straight out of science fiction, right? Quantum transceiver antennas, QTAs. But from what I've been reading, this is more science fact than fiction.
Absolutely, yeah. What's got me hooked is that we aren't talking about minor improvements here. This tech is a complete game changer. Like those independent tests you sent, pretty impressive, right?
Definitely. Seeing QTAs blow past traditional antennas by, what was it, up to 40 demines in some bands? That's insane.
Exactly. Think about it. Downloading a movie in seconds, not hours. That's the kind of jump we're talking.
Okay, color me intrigued. But how do these QTAs actually work? The stuff you sent mentioned something about acting like a prism for signals and these antenna pixels.
So think of it like this. Old school antennas, they're like yelling through a megaphone. It works, but the message, the signal, goes everywhere. QTAs, though, they're like a laser pointer. Super focused right where it needs to be, way more efficient.
Ah, I see. So that laser focus is what lets them do things like work without a clear line of sight, even through solid objects. That's wild.
You got it. And since these QTAs can work on the ground, even near high voltage stuff, it opens a ton of doors. Imagine first responders, rock solid communication, even in a disaster zone, or bringing high speed internet to the middle of nowhere. That's what we're talking about.
And then there's this Bank of America patent we found, this hybrid metaverse system, and it mentions a soft document repository linked to edge nodes. It's almost like they're getting ready for a future where the metaverse needs a communication network that can handle massive amounts of data.
What's really cool is how they describe someone, a metaverse user, requesting information, and then AI pinpoints and grabs the right documents from a physical location through this soft repository. They even talk about using the closest edge node for speed. You know, it's setting the stage for a super localized, responsive network.
Which sounds like a perfect match for QTAs and their localized hubs. Plus, the patent stresses AI and machine learning for managing all that data. It all ties back to what the CTO was saying about AI needing dynamic, interactive connectivity, doesn't it? Feels like it's all coming together.
It really does. The CTO's focus on solving the last inch of the last mile problem, it's like QTAs could be the answer, not just for the metaverse, but for any AI-driven thing we can think of.
So we've got these amazing antennas that could revolutionize how we connect, how we get information, and then this patent that's basically a blueprint for a world where physical and digital are intertwined. Where do we even go from here?
Well, there's so much more to unpack. This material goes deeper, talking about how QTAs could shake up almost every industry, replacing the antennas we're used to. And get this, they even hint at things that sound like they're ripped from the future, like wireless power and devices that never need batteries. We're talking about a whole new way of interacting with tech.
Whoa, hold on. Wireless power? You mean like charging my phone without plugging it in? That's the dream. How's that even work?
It gets pretty technical, but basically they use electromagnetic fields to beam energy directly to a device. And those antenna pixels we mentioned, that's how they do it safely and efficiently, targeting that energy right where it's needed.
Wow. Okay. So not just faster internet, but a world where energy itself is wireless. Now, this sounds like a sci-fi movie.
It is definitely pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible. But don't forget, this is all based on real science, backed up by those amazing test results. And it's not just about power.
So what else could QTAs revolutionize? The material mentioned something about evergreen devices, digital rights stuff, even supply chain management. How does all that fit in?
Imagine your device is always powered, harvesting energy from their environment, never needing to be plugged in. That's evergreen. Now think about digital rights, a network that's basically unhackable, protecting creators and users. Even tracking products from start to finish, preventing fraud. That's the supply chain angle.
Okay, my head's spinning a bit. We've gone from blazing fast internet to wireless power to fixing digital rights, all thanks to these antennas. Is there anything else we should unpack before moving on?
Yeah, one more thing. It's about something they call high-definition RF, and I think it's crucial to what we're looking at here.
High-definition RF. Okay, now you've got me curious. What exactly is that?
Think of it this way. Regular radio waves are like a blurry picture. You get the idea, but the details are fuzzy. High-definition RF is like switching to a 4K TV. QTAs with these antenna pixels can control the signal with crazy precision, a whole new level.
So instead of just sending data, they can actually shape and sculpt electromagnetic fields. What kind of applications would that even open up?
Now, this is where it gets really interesting. The material suggests high-definition RF could lead to breakthroughs in medical imaging, new materials, even new ways to compute. We're talking about control over electromagnetic energy that we could only dream of before.
Okay, now my mind is officially blown. We've gone from faster internet to a potential energy revolution to literally manipulating the fabric of reality with these antennas. I think I need a minute to process all of this.
Yeah, take your time. This stuff is a lot to wrap your head around, and we're just scratching the surface of what QTAs might be capable of, you know? But I think it's worth stepping back for a sec and thinking about the bigger picture. This isn't just, like, tweaking things. This is a fundamental shift in how we interact with, well, everything.
It's exciting, sure, but kind of scary too, right? We're talking about a tech revolution, and it's hard to even imagine how it'll change our lives. The material mentions the company is partnering with big names across all sorts of industries. Why do you think they're doing that?
It's smart. When you have tech that could impact so much, you need to work with the leaders in telecom, energy, healthcare, you name it. That way QTAs get integrated right, no hiccups.
So it's not just building a cool gadget, it's understanding how different parts of the world work, different needs, and making sure this tech benefits everyone.
Exactly. And I think that's also key to handling the ethics of it all, you know? Any tech this powerful, there's going to be questions.
For sure. We can't just get lost in the possibilities without thinking about the downsides. Like, if QTAs can go through walls, what about privacy? Could this be used for surveillance in ways we haven't even thought of?
Those are the right questions to be asking. And the good news is the company seems to be on top of it. They're talking about responsible development, transparency, working with policymakers to set guidelines, looking at ways to reduce the risks.
Okay, that's good to hear. It's a reminder that tech itself isn't good or bad, it's how we use it. But I want to go back to the metaverse for a minute. That Bank of America patent with the physical and digital worlds blending together, how do you see QTAs fitting into that?
I think they're essential. Imagine a world where inside the metaverse, you can access anything, information, experiences, objects from the real world instantly and with incredible detail. That's the kind of immersion, that seamless interaction that QTAs could make possible.
So it's not just putting on a VR headset and going into a digital world. It's more like the metaverse becomes an extension of reality, like a blend of both.
Exactly. And QTAs could be the bridge, you know, providing that communication backbone, the data speeds, the energy efficiency to make the metaverse truly transformative.
Trying to picture it. Imagine a concert, but virtual, and it feels as real as being there in person. Or working with people on a project, but in a shared virtual space that feels like an actual office.
Exactly. Those are just a couple examples. And as QTAs get better, we can expect even more amazing and immersive applications. But gotta remember, the metaverse is still in its early stages. Lots of challenges to figure out, both technical and ethical ones.
Right. Things like addiction, blurring the lines between real and virtual, making sure everyone has access, that's important. But if we do it right, the metaverse could open up crazy opportunities to connect, be creative, innovate.
Couldn't agree more. And with QTAs bridging that gap between physical and digital, I think they'll play a huge role in shaping how it all unfolds. But let's switch gears a bit. There was something mentioned in the material, electromagnetic holography. What is that exactly, and how does it connect with QTAs?
Honestly, that's one of those things I'm still trying to wrap my head around. Sounds super futuristic, like Star Trek stuff. Break it down for me.
Okay, so basically it's using electromagnetic fields to make 3D images, kind of like how regular holography uses light. And with QTAs being able to manipulate those fields so precisely, they could be what makes this tech actually work, you know?
So instead of just sending data, these QTAs could project holographic images into thin air. What would we even use that for?
The possibilities are pretty mind-blowing, right? Imagine a world where holographic displays are everywhere. Information isn't stuck on flat screens, it's dynamic, it's 3D. Think about education, entertainment, even medicine, where surgeons could use holographic projections to guide them during surgery. Crazy stuff.
Wow, that's incredible. It's like the line between physical and digital just completely vanishes. But let's bring it back down to earth for a sec. The material mentions the company is focusing on getting QTAs adopted in emerging markets first. Any idea why?
That's a smart strategy, and I think it shows how important context is with new tech. Emerging markets, they have unique challenges, unique opportunities that can push how tech develops and gets adopted in ways we might not expect.
So it's not just about making a cool gadget. It's about figuring out what people need, what their limitations are, and making the tech fit those needs.
Exactly. And emerging markets, they often have a higher tolerance for risk, more willing to try new tech that can improve their lives. They're not held back by old systems as much, which makes them perfect for testing out disruptive tech like QTAs.
That makes sense. But I'm also curious about their focus on these antenna pixels. What are they exactly, and why are they so important?
Think of antenna pixels like tiny antennas working together to form a bigger, more complex antenna. It's this modular design that gives QTAs their unique abilities. By controlling each pixel, they can shape and direct the electromagnetic field with incredible precision. That's how they achieve those crazy feats, you know, going through walls, working without line of sight, even transferring energy.
So it's like having a million tiny antennas all working together to create a super antenna.
Perfect analogy, and it's that level of control that sets QTAs apart from the old way of doing things, opening up all those possibilities we've been talking about. But it's not just the hardware. The software controlling those pixels is just as important.
So it's the combination, the physical antenna and the smart software, that unlocks the real potential.
You got it. Think of it like a powerful engine and a skilled driver. The engine gives you the power, but the driver decides how to use it, where to go. And with QTAs, that driver is the software. It's how we harness and direct those electromagnetic fields with pinpoint accuracy.
It's mind-blowing to think we're right on the edge of this tech revolution, something that could change everything, how we talk to each other, how we get information, how we power our devices, even how we experience reality itself.
It's a really exciting time to be alive, that's for sure. But like with any powerful tool, we got to be careful, be responsible, make sure this tech is used to help everyone.
Absolutely. Well, we've covered a ton in this deep dive, from the nuts and bolts of how QTAs work to how they could change healthcare, the environment, even the job market. One thing's for sure, this tech has the potential to be truly transformative, for better or for worse.
It's an exciting time, full of potential, but also a lot of unknowns. But one thing's for sure, we got to keep our eyes on QTAs, because they could be shaping the world we live in for a long time to come.
Couldn't agree more. And before we wrap up this part, I just want to remind everyone, this is really just the start of the conversation. As QTAs keep developing, I think we're going to see even more surprising uses and implications popping up.
Yeah, and it's up to all of us to be part of that conversation, ask the tough questions, and make sure this tech is used to create a future that's fair, equitable, and sustainable for everyone.
It's wild to think one technology could change so much, right? We've talked about crazy fast internet, wireless power, holograms, even the metaverse. But this stuff you shared hints at even more radical changes, things like harvesting energy from thin air, and a total shift in how we think about computers.
What's really fascinating is that the company developing QTAs seems to be thinking way ahead, almost philosophically, about how this tech could change society. They're talking about transformational computing, bubble computing, ideas where computing power isn't stuck in giant data centers, but spread out across devices.
So instead of relying on these massive server farms, our devices could talk to each other directly, sharing information, forming networks on the fly. Like, it's the difference between a rigid power grid and a flexible, decentralized system that can adapt as needed.
Exactly. And QTAs, because they can enable that instant communication between devices, they could be the missing piece. Imagine your phone, your car, your appliances, all part of this dynamic network, sharing information and processing power seamlessly. It's a whole new way of thinking about computing.
It's almost like the internet itself becomes this living thing, constantly adapting and changing. But where does this ambient energy harvesting fit in? They mentioned it, but I'm still having trouble picturing it.
It's a pretty mind-blowing concept. Basically, you're grabbing energy from all around you, radio waves, light, even vibrations, and turning it into electricity. Imagine devices that are always powered, drawing energy from their surroundings, no need to plug in.
That sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. But if it's possible, it would completely change our relationship with energy. We could power our homes and cities using QTAs that harvest energy from the air. No more power plants, no more traditional grids.
It's definitely a bold idea, and there are some big technical challenges to overcome. But the potential benefits are huge, not just for sustainability and energy independence, but for access and equity, too. Imagine bringing clean, reliable energy to communities that have never had it before.
It's hard to wrap your head around a world where energy is plentiful and everyone has access, devices powered by their environment and computing power spread across this interconnected network. It's exciting, but also a bit scary, you know?
I think that's a normal reaction to any technology that's truly revolutionary. It makes us rethink what's possible and face the potential consequences, both good and bad. But we have to remember, the future isn't something that just happens. We create it through our choices.
You're absolutely right. We have a responsibility to engage with these technologies thoughtfully, ask the tough questions, and make sure they're used to make things better for everyone. But before we finish up, I want to go back to one last thing that was mentioned. Electromagnetic holography. It seems like it's being talked about more and more, but I'm still not sure I understand what it is.
It's a really cool area of research that has the potential to change how we interact with information and experience the world. It's basically using electromagnetic fields to create 3D images, kind of like how regular holography uses light. And QTAs, because they can manipulate those fields so precisely, they could be the key to making this technology a reality.
So instead of looking at information on flat screens, we could interact with holographic images that appear in the air. That sounds like something out of a movie.
It does, doesn't it? But this technology is moving quickly from science fiction to reality. Imagine holographic displays everywhere, where you can use your hands to manipulate virtual objects, attend a meeting with colleagues appearing as life-size 3D projections.
The possibilities are mind-blowing. But it also makes you wonder about the downsides. Could we get so hooked on these virtual experiences that we lose touch with the real world?
That's a good point, and it highlights why we need to approach these technologies with careful thought and intention. It's not about replacing the real world, but enhancing it, creating new opportunities.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. We've gone from the technical details of QTAs to their potential impact on communication, energy, even our understanding of reality.
It's been a really interesting exploration, and I think it's clear that QTAs have the power to reshape our world in significant ways.
And we always encourage our listeners to keep exploring these ideas, ask the hard questions, and be part of the conversation about how technology shapes our future.
Because the future isn't something that happens to us, it's something we build together.
It's a great point to end on. Thanks for joining me on this incredible deep dive. Until sometime, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep.